World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, well, it's April Fool's Day, whatever the heck that means. The Bible tells us that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. So it's pretty easy for us to identify who the fools are in America today. And if you get a chance to, I probably won't get a chance on my own to get to the commentary that I wrote. My latest commentary today, posted at newswithnews.com, is called A Costless Christianity. A Costless Christianity. And that's what we're dealing with today in America, folks, for the most part. A Christianity that hadn't cost us anything. And just give you a kind of a overview of what I wrote today, because we got a great guest joining us today, and I popped the clutch. I'm coming out running here already today. Is what we're dealing with is it's a new covenant. The Bible says it's a new covenant, meaning a covenant being a deal, a bargain. I shake your hand, you shake my hand. A quid pro quo. You do this, I'll do that. And it's a new and everlasting covenant. And we all know that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take away our sins. We understand that. All of Christianity understands that, but that's one part of the deal. What's the other part of the deal? If Larry and I enter into a bargain, Larry says, listen, I'm going to come out there, Coach, and I'm going to cook hamburgers and hot dogs, and I'm going to be the guy that does all the feeding at one of your events. That's my sacrifice, Coach. That's my sacrifice. And I said, well, Larry, let's shake on it. Let's make a deal. Let's make a covenant here, Larry. Larry, if you do that, then even though you don't care, I'll pay your expenses. I'll pay for your gas and I'll buy the food. And Larry and I shake hands and we have engaged in a covenant, a deal, a bargain. Larry's going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, we live in what the Bible says, a new and everlasting covenant. The new and everlasting covenant. So Jesus said, I'm going to do this, and if you do this, if I do this, will you do this? And so we come to an agreement. Jesus says, I'm going to lay down my life for you. That's my part of the deal. And then what's our part of the deal? Well, we really don't know, do we? Modern Christianity can't really tell you that. Do you have any skin in the game in this thing called Christianity? Or are you just riding along? Are you just freeloading? Are you on spiritual welfare? Because if Jesus died for our sins and there isn't anything we have to do, well, then everybody's saved. Everybody's saved, right? Universalism. Universalism has crept into Christianity. So what I wrote about today, and I'm not going to take time to read it. You get a chance to read it later on, is what skin you got in the game? Jesus died for you. What's the other part of the deal? See how sharp our crowd is today. Jesus died for you. What's your part of the deal? Can anybody tell me that? Jump in here real quick and say, Coach, our part of the deal is what?
Is to die for Christ.
We die for him. That's pretty simple, isn't it? But instead, Christ has become a life enhancement. He died for us to make us healthy, wealthy, and wise, and take away all of our troubles, and no skin in the game at all for us. And that's why I wrote today about a costless Christianity. I think you'll enjoy it. Maybe I'll dive into it tomorrow. But I want to get moving here today, because shame on me that I've never had on our program as a guest Kelly Nelson. You guys say, who? Well, she's a fellow writer at newswithviews.com. If you can pull up that, I sent you a link there, I think, Spencer. If you can pull Kelly's picture up there. I've read her stuff. I jumped into her archives today, and she's like me. If you go back into my archives, you'll find I've been writing this since like 2004, 2005. And Kelly's been the exact same way. And she's been It was amazing as I took a ride through her archives today. She's been very, very prophetic in a lot of there. We got it up on the screen, and a lot of things that I've been writing about predictions. Well, we're gonna dive into them, but she's more of a researcher than what I am. I'm a straight from the heart, from the hip kind of guy. You folks all know that. She's not that way. Kelly does a little bit more research. She actually presents evidence to what it is that she's saying. Not that I don't, but her bio's up there. Former Goldwater girl, raised in Chicago, yada yada yada. High school classmates. She was a Goldwater with high school classmate Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, Kelly's well known with Chicago politics. Kelly, all that. She has been a prolific writer at newswithviews.com for years. I never had her on. But I got up, I have to confess, I got up Palm Sunday morning, and somebody had sent me an email of three recent commentaries that Kelly had written regarding our Christian Vice President, Mike Pence. I read them all. I thought, this is unbelievable. When I got through reading all three of those, I immediately contacted Kelly. Said, "You got to be on. I have to have you on." But there's more to it than that. So Kelly, we're going to jump in and we're going to run and we're going to go just wherever the Holy Spirit takes us today. And we're not here to bash anybody, but we're here to seek truth. So Kelly, here's a softball right out of the chute. Give us the lowdown on Mike Pence. I'm sorry, Christian Mike Pence.
Well, it's really hard to tell you about this guy because he plays so many games. But here's how I would describe him. You've met people that all the time they've got their faith out in front of them, and it's not like yours and mine. It's more that they're advertising that this is what they believe and that they are pure as the driven snow, blah, blah, blah. But behind their backs, they carry a knife.
Mm.
So it is a front for making people believe one thing when in fact they are another thing. This boy has wanted to be president all his life, and his wife is his advisor. Karen Pence is the person behind Mike Pence, and she will push him and push him and push him. And there was just an article out, a second one now, that he is going to go for the presidency in 24. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't vote for this guy. Mm-mm, I'd leave it blank before I put a mark next to this man's name.
Well, come on, Kelly, because we hear in the media and everybody, first of all, he always gave me the willies. Anybody in the queue get the willies from Mike Pence, huh? Something not right with this guy. And so you we'll get it up here on the screen. You have really dived deep into this guy, this Mike Pence guy, Kelly. You were not surprised probably when Mike Pence turned on Donald Trump and didn't do what he was supposed to do. What do you think that whole thing was about, Kelly?
Well, actually, he could have done what he was supposed to do constitutionally. And there have been attorneys that have written, this is what the Constitution says. And Mike Pence easily could have asked for the other delegates and denied the delegates that came. But he didn't. And if you noticed, he elbow bumped with Pelosi after it was over. And the whole thing with that 6th of January show that they put on in D.C. was a joke, because Pelosi told the Capitol Police to go ahead and let Antifa in. Let them in, and pretended that they were Trump supporters, and they're the ones that caused the problems.
Do you have that, Kelly? Do you have evidence of that, Kelly? Because I've heard that too, but I've never really seen any.
I think I linked to that in another article, but Yeah, there was it came up on several valid websites like The Hill and others. I can't think of all the names of them, but it did come up. And then that policeman, that Capitol Hill policeman that shot Ashley, he has never been charged.
Still hasn't been, even, I guess maybe he's been identified, but nothing has come of it, have they?
No, nothing. I mean, nothing ever, there are no consequences for any of these people that commit crimes. Hmm? But if you take people like, and Mike Pence is one of them, because Mike was stabbing Trump in the back before they were even elected.
Okay, Kelly, let's go there real quickly. And by the way, Spencer, I just sent you a compilation of three of Kelly's commentaries that maybe you can pull those up as we swim through this thing. Hey, Kelly, there was a nefarious deal, covenant, if you will, struck between Mike Pence and Paul Ryan. Is that not true? Talk about that a little bit, Kelly.
Well, Paul Ryan was one of his best friends, along with Jeff Flake. Those were his two best friends. Well, I don't know what you're saying about nefarious deal, but these two were always together, and for the first 2 years of the Trump administration, those two did nothing to help Trump get everything passed. The only thing that passed was the tax deductions, and that passed simply so that other people would stay in office in the Republican Party. However, the big deal here was how many retired, and that was urged by Ryan. And Pence was in on that.
You mean elected officials who retired from Congress?
Republicans. There was a mass Republican exodus. And with that exodus, guess what came in? And here's who was behind it. Ryan now sits on the board of Fox News with Lachlan Murdoch, and those two are thick as thieves, okay? So here's what they did. They knew that, what's the fellow's name that was the AG under Obama? I can't think of his name right off.
Eric Holder?
Thank you. He traveled all over the country setting up what we saw in 2018. Remember how many people were elected and they thought that night they won, Republicans, and then a week later they had lost because of vote counting? Well, that was a preview to what we saw in 2020. But that's what Ryan was in on, and I'm sure Pence knew it because they're such good buddies, and they've remained good buddies.
So why did Ryan quit then? If he's had that position of power, he didn't campaign for Trump. He hated Trump. Why did he step down, Kelly?
I have no idea why he stepped down, but he's got a very lucrative job now with Fox News, which I haven't turned on now since the election. I refuse to watch anything. I've just shut it all off. It's too much. But, you know, here's the thing with Pence. Pence was the exact opposite of Trump. Why Trump chose him instead of choosing Mike Flynn is beyond me. But that's the one thing with this president that I noticed that he failed in. He never vetted anybody that he hired.
Kelly, this is critical. Again, folks, up on the screen right now, Judas Mike Pence joins Aaron Burr and Benedict Arnold, part one. This is a three-part series that Kelly has written that we'll try to put in the chat here for you. But Kelly, one of the biggest mistakes that Donald Trump made is when he was elected president, he put Mike Pence in charge of filling the staff, right? Everybody around Donald Trump was picked by Mike Pence. True or false?
That's true. And that's after he got rid of Chris Christie for his son-in-law, who Chris Christie had put the son-in-law's father in jail. In prison.
So that's why
he was ousted and Pence took over. Now, if you'll notice, just about everybody that Pence hired was gone and they did nothing. Look at Coates. that was in charge of the DNI.
Dan Coates from Indiana, yes.
Yes, that he was a personal friend of Mike Pence, as was DeVos, who was in charge of education and did absolutely nothing.
She funded him all the way through. Betsy DeVos, Amway, has funded Mike Pence's rise to the top. Is that true, Kelly?
That's right. That's right. But here's the thing that he pulled. Even before, President Trump said, don't let anybody know until I announce that you are the vice president. So what does he do? He runs and he pulls his nomination for his second term as governor of Indiana, which he wouldn't have won anyway because Indiana people hated him.
Yeah, because he's one of the guys who really, really, he bent over like a cheap suit regarding the homosexual agenda. He was He was this strong, strong Christian guy. And as soon as the homo agenda came after him, he just fell on his knees so fast. True, Kelly?
That's absolutely true. Eli Lilly threatened to leave unless he fixed the religious act. And so he caved and he fixed it. And there's other things too. Mike Pence told everybody in Indiana that he got rid of Common Core and the educational systems. That's a lie. It was replaced with something that is exactly Common Core and even worse.
Spencer, if you could real quickly, folks, up on the screen right now, I'm going to have a Spencer Fleischop, the three articles that I'm speaking about that really will be, I think, or a must. I read it on Sunday morning. I thought, this is amazing. The first one is Mike Pence, Waterboy for the Deep State. That's part two. It's a three-parter. The first one was Judas Mike Pence joins Aaron Burr and Benedict Arnold, part one. She lays out the Mike Pence story. Then she does part two of the Mike Pence story. And then the third one is, can you throw that one up there real quick for us, Spencer? The third one is
his financiers.
Satan's minions, the financiers of Michael R. Pence, part three. Folks, we will put these in the chat. Take time today to read every one of these things. I'm reading through these, Kelly, I'm reading through this on Sunday morning. I'm thinking, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. So, Kelly, why did Donald Trump pick Mike Pence, you think?
I actually don't think that he chose him. I think it was his daughter, Ivanka. Now, you've got to remember that Ivanka and Jared are both Democrats, and they only changed their position to Republican to vote for her father. But they are Democrats, and she was originally a friend of Chelsea Clinton. But, you know, here's a key to what Mike Pence is really all about. He had his chief of staff, the first chief of staff he had, and all of them came out of the Koch brother organizations, okay? That's where he's really connected, because the Kochs financed him from the beginning of his political career, just like Betsy and Dick DeVos did. But here's the key. With Mike Flynn. And this, Mike Flynn was one of the only men besides Carson and Stephen Miller and Peter Navarro that was a true patriotic conservative. Mike knew exactly what the intelligence community was. So what happened? Pidcock, who happened to be the chief of staff for Pence, his wife was working for Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And she was supposed to be looking at all of the emails of Hillary and investigating that. That was the back door into Mike Pence's office, okay? And that's how they called up. It was, FBI fellow that got fired. I can't think of his
name. Peter Strzok was a stroke?
No, he wasn't the deputy FBI director. It was
one of those guys.
Yeah, okay, they called Flynn and Reince Priebus into their office, and they actually told them about Mike Flynn, what they were going to do. And this was the back door and the reason that Mike Pence actually lied on the TV camera. And then Mike Flynn had to take a knife on purpose to protect the president. But it was the whole thing was done with Pence and Priebus. Those two, they purposely got rid of Mike Flynn. And I'll tell you what, I would bet, this is a guess on my part, but I would bet that Pence was all in on this for one reason, because he knew Mike Flynn could see through him. And I'll tell you another secret. Joe Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, said to me, and this was quite a while ago, he said to me, once Mike is free of this, Pence is going down. And I said to Joe, I said, Mike's not like that. He's never going to do that. This man forgives, forgets, and puts it in the back. But I know he disliked Pence completely. Okay. So I wrote to Mike and I said, Mike, I know you're not going to ever say anything publicly about this guy, so I'm going to do it for you. And that's what the result was, these three articles.
Roger Weaver, come on in there, Roger. I'm sorry that you we have a long way to go and a short time to get there. So bear up with us here, folks. We're talking about Christian Mike Pence, who doesn't meet with other women in private. And, you know, whoo. Roger, did you want to jump in or did you pull your hand down there, bud? Hang on a second, Kelly. Go ahead, Roger.
Real quick, agree with all you're saying. Love the program. Isn't Pence's career over? I mean, why are we even concerned about him other than from a historical perspective and him being the latest Benedict Arnold? But I would assume his political career is over.
One of the reasons, Roger, good question. One of the reasons is I think we need to understand the sabotage that went on around the president.
Yes.
Okay, so that I'm trying to expose that, and that everything that has a big R in front of it doesn't mean they're a Republican, and a big C doesn't mean they're conservative. And you heard Kelly said that he's owned by the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers hate Trump. Go ahead, Kelly. You had some more.
Let's just put it in a package real quick. Mike Pence was always for all free trade, open borders. He actually went against Trump when Trump said, no, we're not letting all these Muslims from these terrorist countries come into America. We're going to build the wall. This is Mike Pence's history, and his voting record for 12 years in Congress was exactly the opposite of what President Trump's was. Look, I mean, there's so many things. Pence was in South America waving happily behind the New World Order Chamber of Commerce head, Tom Donahue, and Donahue had just finished giving a blistering speech against the president, and Pence says nothing. Okay, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, he was supposed to be, he had to withdraw his name because of who? Mike Pence's physician, Dr. Jennifer Pena. She had a claim of professional misconduct against Jackson, and so Ronnie Jackson exited. Fortunately, he's one of our congressional people now. He was elected in Texas. But there's another thing. Get rid of Ronnie Jackson, because Ronnie Jackson was another fellow like Mike Flynn. He knew a lot. He was a great guy. Okay, space exploration. That's what Pence was in charge of. You ever hear anything about him? No. Pence was in charge of voter fraud. You ever hear anything about him fixing that? He certainly showed on the 6th of January that he didn't do a blooming thing, did he?
No.
I mean, you can go through this list that I made. You've got the coronavirus task force. He was given that too. And how did that come out for us? We had three Democrats, Fauci, Burks, and Redfield. Okay, all three of them. And Fauci, of course, was the worst, because he's tied very tightly to Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, and all of the Democrats. And that man wants this country destroyed.
And that's who Mike Pence brought in. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Now, hang on. Kelly, we got a lot of people want to talk to you. Just a second. Hey, Spencer, if you could, bring up the email. It says vote fraud on it. Kelly, I went through your archives this morning as I was doing some show prep here, and I'm going to stick up on the screen right now so people build a little bit of credibility, although we don't need to build a little bit of credibility. You wrote an article, Kaylee, back August 17th, 2016. On the screen right now, it says, Trump is right, election can be rigged, and vote fraud is real. August 17th, 2016, Kelly, you're saying that this is coming. Trump, yep. It's coming. And yep. And they ignored it, right? Now, wait a minute, folks, stay right there a second. Kelly said back in tax exempt, Spencer, click on tax exempt. Kelly wrote another article. This ain't, she ain't some spring chicken, friends. Tax-exempt organizations funnel millions to BLM Marxists. Kelly exposes that July 22nd, 2020. See, part of the problem that we have in America is our team is playing for the other team. And we don't even understand that it's going on. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to what Roger said about Pence is history politically, anything but history, because Pence has set himself up and he has the money backing with the Koch brothers and his other financier friends. The media is going to pick up Pence as a perfect antidote to let's don't do this damage of Trump again, but let's take Trump's vice president, and the media is going to switch and they're going to support a Republican, and it's going to be Pence.
There you go. Hey, Rich Wallace, let Rich come in because he lives in Indiana. Rich, you got some insight there on our buddy Pence?
Well, I know he caved when they put it on our ballot to vote whether we wanted sodomite marriages or not, and we voted it down, and it was supposed to go through, and then the circuit court in Chicago overruled it, said it was unconstitutional, and Pence let that ride, and so I wrote him I sent him an email, told him that God was going to remember this day that of his silence, and
So, Richie, would you say he's a Christian in name only? He has never never found a cause that he will not fight for. Would you agree with that, Richie?
He had a perfect opportunity to show his Christian his faith in the Lord at that particular moment, you know. But now I've heard I could care less, so I guess. But since he's wanting to become president, I wonder if I've heard rumors that he's a closet sodomite, and I don't know, is that true? Have you heard that, Kelly?
Well, I've heard it, but I have no proof, so I can't print it. But yeah, I think Lynn Wood is right. in fact, I think Lynn is right on the target, but you can't put it in print because you can be sued.
Amen. Amen. So let's hang on here just a second. Joe, I'm going to get you in here. Larry, your hand's still up. I don't know if you want in here or not. Anybody else wants to jump in here? Kelly, I want to make another association here as we continue to move through this. We got about a half hour left. Kelly, you would be one of those. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do this. Hey, Spencer, pull up about Bill Barr. Pull up about Bill Barr.
That nasty sucker.
Look at this. September 24th, 2019, Kelly says, will justice be served or will AG Bill Barr protect the deep state? We found the answer to that one, didn't we? Found out the answer to that. So Kelly was calling that out a year and a half ago, saying Bill Barr, not a good guy. But Kelly, another one I would want to pull up, and again, I want to connect dots here. The church has been complicit in all this, Kelly.
Of course. They've been infiltrated for decades.
Go ahead and talk about that a little bit, if you could.
Well, that's not really on my subject line, but let me tell you, I have watched it over the years, and it's been 20 years since my husband and I left our church, and he was an elder in the church. I mean, they just refuse to even talk the Bible. They won't even talk the truth of God's word. It's all this social stuff, and finally we just said we're out of here. But this is the way it's going on in all the churches. I know a lot of Jewish friends who have left their synagogues because it's the same thing. And these were originally very strong conservative synagogues, and they've all been infiltrated. This is Satan's work, honey. I mean, he has got his fingers in everything because he knows his time is short.
Amen.
And he has six abodes. Right now, I think he's still the prince of the air, but who knows? Maybe he's already been birthed on earth. We don't know that, but it sure looks like it. Yet, we could say the end times are close, but I'm sure that other people, other Christians who lived in communist countries thought it was close too.
That's right.
And we don't know. We don't know the time.
Because we've Americanized the gospel and we think everything is contingent on what's going on in America. And we've lost sight of the fact again that it's a worldwide kingdom that Jesus has, a worldwide kingdom that Satan is trying to tear down. And it's just, hey, folks, Jesus Christ, I'm going to shock you. Jesus Christ is not a Republican, and I'm pretty sure he's not even an American citizen, right? So we have to keep sight of all this. Joe Allen, come on in.
Coach, we know when action and visuals tell about a person, especially after Mike Pence did the elbow bump, he gets a coin from his buddy there that she just mentioned. And then at George Bush, he's the one as well got a letter.
Oh, so that's visuals. True. Yeah, don't ever forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? How many people got a letter at that funeral for H.W.? That is interesting, and we still don't know what they fully contained. I mean, there's a lot of guesses, but we're not sure. But you know, you go back to everything that Mike Pence has done, and even his advisors have come out against Trump and voted for Joe Biden, who's brain dead. They voted for a brain dead president. My gosh in heaven. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is unbelievable. Well, what's unbelievable is we're letting it continue to stand. Larry, come on in. By the way, anybody wants to jump in, pop your hand up and we'll get you in here. We're with Kelly Nelson. For just lack of a better term, she's a prolific writer at newswithviews.com where I post a weekly commentary. And if you want to go there, folks, all the stuff she writes, it's worth reading it because it's right on. The Demonic Carnages of Vaccines, Part 3. She's all over the vaccine. Well, let's bring Larry and then when we come back, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about the vaccines. We have the most awoke group of viewers.
Woke. Yeah.
These folks get it. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I think an underlying theme of what we're hearing this morning is you better not take people off at face value for what they say, especially when it comes to are they Christians or not.
That's
now,
true.
I don't have time to go through it, but go to the book of 1 John, go to chapters 3, 4, and 5. That's what the subject of those three chapters is just exactly about, accepting people for who they say they are. And there's no more concentration of God's in God's word where it says, you know, you're of God, you know, you're of love when you love your brothers, when you love one another. It never says when you love everybody. It never says when you love the world. It always talks about loving each other, one another,
individuals,
others, and testing, trying the spirits, check people out. And when you love one another, you trust their judgment. If Coach tells me somebody is his brother in Christ, then they're my brother in Christ. But
amen.
If
yeah,
somebody
but there's one thing
says,
here.
Says I'm your brother in Christ, I test that statement before I accept it.
You've got to, you know them by their fruits.
Amen.
That's the key.
Amen. So Kelly. Rochelle, I'll get you in here in a minute. Jeff, get you right in there. So Kelly, come on. Did Trump not know what was going on?
Oh, Trump was working against... Trump did not know what was going on. And Mike Pence was working against him from the very inception of being called to be his vice president. I mean,
Reince Priebus was the first guy he hired, right? The head of the Republican Party.
And they're all neocons. Every single person that he hired was a neocon. You mentioned that our Republican Party does nothing. It's because our Republican Party, Stalin and Lenin live on the left. That's what they love. Okay? Now, on the right, we have the neocon Trotskyites. Who was Trotsky? He was a slow Marxist. He wanted people to accept it slowly. That's what we have in the Republican Party. So basically, when you see people like McConnell doing what he's done since Trump has left, and voting against him on everything, and passing people like, what's the fellow's name? They just made AG, Merrick Garland. Oh. Merrick Garland hates the Second Amendment. And now we've got a president who is going to, by executive order, destroy the Second Amendment in the Constitution. And nobody is fighting this on the right. Nobody.
That's Kelly, that's the greatest frustration of those of us who are in what we call the queue. Rochelle, come on in. Rochelle's in Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming on. I really love your work, and I know you're working hard to reveal what has happened to our country. I do have some real concerns, though, with President Trump, and I know I'm against everybody in the queue. Y'all don't hate me. You know I'm the one who's different, but a couple of questions. If we're looking at the fruit, and why do you think Trump is promoting this vaccine? Number one, why didn't he use his resources when people didn't respond to subpoenas, you know, like in Maricopa County, for example? Why did he choose former CFR members for his cabinet? And why did he send good people away, like Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell?
I can tell you that in just a short piece, because here's the thing. Let me go back a little bit. Trump does not read. He never read the new NAFTA, USMCA. He never read that, okay? He doesn't know that it's worse than NAFTA. He trusts his people. He hires people, and then he trusts them until they stab him in the back, just like his original chief. Oil man's name? Yeah, he stabbed him in the back overseas. And that's what it took for Trump to realize. Trump doesn't read. Trump trusts everybody. He hires them because he thinks they're going to do a good job. He should have fired Barr and Ray a long time ago. In fact, he should have pulled Ray's nomination when Ray sat there during confirmation and stated that he would not listen to his boss, the president. The president is over the intelligence community.
Why didn't he, Kelly, from your perspective? Why didn't he? That's a question Michelle's asking.
I have no idea why he didn't, but this is the flaw in our previous president. He did not vet people. He listened to those who surrounded him rather than hiring great people from out here in the heartland of the country who would have steered him in the right direction, would have read everything. I mean, Peter Navarro was probably the best one he had up there other than Mike Flynn, okay? But this is the way, this is the, there's no man that's perfect except Jesus Christ, all right? Yeah. This is his downfall. And I was told by Roger Stone, we were talking through this whole thing, and Roger said, the problem is when you tell this man anything, you have to put it on a one page with bullet points. That's all he reads. His mind goes a million miles a minute, and he doesn't vet people, and he didn't hire people that would vet people.
Okay, so
he hired Mike Pence's.
So the great football coach, Woody Hayes, wrote one of the most prolific, honored coaching books in history, and the name of that book was You Win With People.
That's
you
right.
You win with people. Converse is true. You lose with people, right? Hey, Rochelle, I feel your anguish. I feel like you got something else that
she's right. She's absolutely right. And I talked about this from the very beginning with a good friend, and both of us said, he's never going to do anything. He should have fired these people a long time ago, and he lets them sit there. Bill Barr was his worst enemy. Do you want to know who suggested Bill Barr to him? It was Joe DiGenova and his wife, Victoria Tensi, and they were proud of it. And I actually have the letter where they stated that to a friend of mine. Okay, you want to know who suggested Ray, Christopher Ray, as FBI director, who is still there because he's a neocon Trotskyite and part of the left? That was Chris Christie. Yeah, this is the people he trusted. So the gal that was just on there, she's absolutely right. You cannot trust people without vetting them and finding out what their real core is. And that was Trump's downfall.
I always said this, though, Kelly. I always said that Trump didn't really have a core. I don't think he had a core until he got elected, and then he had to select certain positions. He had to take positions, and he tended to lean Republican, lean conservative. But at the core, some of these issues, Kelly, I don't think he'd ever really thought about. I think it was unimportant to him. It didn't matter to him, and he took positions without really, in his own heart, figuring out what those positions meant.
Let me tell you one thing that's very important. I had an email of a very good friend in South Carolina of Trump's, and I won't tell you the name, and I still have his email. But that man wrote to Trump, and he said, "Would you please appoint Nikki Haley to something? We can't stand her, and our lieutenant governor is much more conservative." So what did he do? He appointed her to be UN ambassador. Now, let me tell you a little bit here. And Mike Pence was all behind this. Why? Because she's a neocon. Don't ever believe that this woman doesn't have higher aspirations. And she is not a conservative. She's another Pence type. She followed the orders of Trump while she was in the UN. Okay, she did everything wonderful while she was in the UN. But behind the scenes, she's a Trump hater. Okay?
You lose with people. Ohio Brett, come on in here.
Let me tell you one more thing. Okay. Betsy DeVos. Okay, Michelle Rhee was the first person he was looking at for education secretary. So I wrote to this gentleman in an email, and I listed everything that Michelle Rhee, that she was rotten. Rotten, rotten, rotten to the core. So he writes me back and he said, "Oh my God, I've got to get it to Trump." He gets it to Trump. And then who does Mike Pence suggest? One that is even worse, Betsy DeVos. And so I should have kept my mouth shut, really, in that case.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Ohio Brett, come on in. Then we'll get Dale in, then Roger.
You win with people, Coach, and that's why I'm so excited to be on this team. The team that you're putting together is we the people at the grassroots level, worshiping God, not elected officials. I want to say thank you so much, though, to our guest speaker for having the courage to put this out there in print, because I have no doubt you've been bullied, you've been attacked, and I just want to encourage you today to keep pressing on, keep pressing on.
Kelly, you certainly swam upstream, haven't you, dear? Thanks, Brett.
Well, I've been at it for 58 years. My mother started reading me the Chicago Tribune in 1951 when I was a little girl with my legs swinging off the table in the kitchen. And I'll tell you, back then, the Trib was very, very conservative. And I can remember my mother's voice rising when she read something she didn't like. So she started me at age 5, but then by 16, she had me working for Phyllis Schlafly and running around the neighborhood promoting Philip Crane, who was a fellow that we got into Congress way back then. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I was also, in 1964, I was a Goldwater girl, and Hillary Clinton was too. And believe me, she was a controlling witch back then too. you know what they called her in high school in her class? Called her Sister Frigidaire because she had such a cold personality.
Wow. She's not even human. I don't think. Come on in there, Dale.
Amen, Coach. This is called overload. And you know, I remember when Donald Trump won that first election, And when he came out of that meeting with Barack Obama, you could see the difference. Because what she's saying, what it Sinise is up to, is exactly that. Trump knew how to win the presidency, but he didn't know how to pick people.
Extremely naive. He was very naive, very naive.
He's a businessman. So when you saw his presidency, his focus was the economy. This is what he did. But he didn't know how to pick people to surround himself with people. And so what this reminds me of is there's a pamphlet out there. This is what Christians do. And the title of the pamphlet is this: Saved, Now What? See, we know how to get them saved, Coach. We don't know what to do with them afterwards.
Amen.
Trump knew how to win that election. He just didn't know what to do with it afterwards. Nothing against him.
Yep, that's right, man.
I'm going to say this in a hope. Trump has learned. He is not a stupid person. And I believe if he runs again, which I believe he will. I think that is what the Democrats fear most, because he will then go outside the – and I said this a long time ago too. I said he needs to get people outside of the complete D.C. circuit and cycle and put people in position that have nothing to do with D.C.
But, Kelly, you don't think he's going to run? Kelly, you don't think he's going to run again? Did we lose you, Kelly?
I think she muted herself.
Kelly, you might be muted. You might be muted, Kelly, because we're not hearing you.
I agree with her, Coach.
Star 6 will unmute you, Kelly. Roger, you come on in while we're trying to get Kelly unmuted.
Well, while we're waiting for her, bring this.
Can you hear me?
Okay, hey. Yes, Kelly, we hear you now. What's the feedback?
That's weird.
Well, hang on. There you go. Now we got you, Kelly. Go ahead. You don't think he's going to run again?
No, I don't think he's going to run again. But I'll tell you, I don't think he's learned his lesson either. Because Sidney Powell, look, Mike Flynn thought that Patrick Byrne was brilliant, okay? And Patrick has written about everything that happened up there. He and Mike Flynn were sitting together up there waiting for Trump, to get together with Trump. And they asked one of the aides, they saw all these people running around doing it. And Byrne asked one of the aides, is it always like this? And the aide said, there's no organization. It's been like this for 4 years. Mm. Okay, now let me just continue a minute, because Byrne, now Mike Flynn loves Byrne, but they had Sidney Powell, Mike, and Byrne up there trying to convince the president of what he could do to not only save the presidency, but to save the republic. Okay? He went for it. The people that surround him told him no. And they gave him some kind of excuse. I'm talking Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows is no bloody good. He never was. He's just another neocon that pretends he's a conservative. Okay? All of the advisors around him, including his son, who is now no longer advising his son-in-law, who is now no longer advising him on anything. If you've seen that, it's come out in the news. They convinced him to do what he did. And he left. And in leaving, he turned the republic over to a communist throne and a revolution that's going on in America now. This man has done more damage, not Trump, Biden has done more damage in a couple of months than any president that came before him, including Wilson and FDR.
Well, Kelly, I've got a question.
Go ahead. Come on in.
Hey, Kelly, I'd like Coach Dave. I'm ashamed I didn't do more, because I was aware of some of these things from what I read. But can I ask you, why was there so little alternative news coverage of Mike Pence? Were there other outlets that were saying anything? Because I couldn't find much, and I didn't have much ammo.
There was nothing. No, there was nothing. I had to dig. But see, here's the thing. I've got friends in Indiana because my mother's family all came from LaPorte. and some of them, many of them still live there. So I had a lot of friends in Indiana, and boy, the juicy pieces they told me. Let me tell you, they hated this guy. That there were no media outlets that were telling the truth. In fact, Rush Limbaugh had him on, Pence, all the time and just sucked up to him. And every time Pence came on, I turned it off because I can't stand the man. But there were two books that were written. And if I can find them in my library real quick, I'll tell you what they were. But there were two books on Mike Pence, and I read both of them. And I called Mike Flynn's sister, Barbara, in California, and I said, Barbara, you got to get these books to Mike, and you got to read them. And they did. And she says, well, he hates Mike Pence. I said, yeah, but he's never going to say anything about him because he knows what he is, and he forgives people.
Right.
But those two books, and I can't find them in my huge library, but those two books, they did the investigations, and they told me exactly what I needed. And I went through those books, plus my friend who writes, Marilyn Barnwell, who writes for News with Views. She had sent me a list of all the things that that Mike Pence had done that were negative. How did this work out? She said, every single thing that President Trump gave him to do worked out poorly. I mean, look at this Fauci mess. My God in heaven. All right, now Kelly.
All right, Kelly, let me shut you up here. I got some folks want to ask you a question. By the way, you're doing great. Roger, jump in, then RJ.
Where are we going from here? I'm a suburbanite outside of Columbus, Ohio. One, alternative news. Are we wasting our time listening to QAnon, Q22, all these crazy conspiracy people?
Garbage is garbage.
Where do we legitimately go? Where would you recommend, besides going to your site
question.
And reading your articles, where do we now go to get...
If you want to listen to TV... And to One America News is pretty good. I get that through Roku because I don't have the cable one that puts them on. But if you have Roku, you can also get Steve Bannon. I really enjoy listening to Peter Navarro when he has him on.
Kelly, listen, you know what I do, Kelly? I listen to Coach Dave live in the morning. That's what I do. RJ Barnett, come on in, RJ.
Okay, let me tell you two more. There's Newsmax, and there's a few good people on Newsmax, and then there's America's Voice. Now, you can buy Roku for $35 at one of the outlet stores that that has all the equipment like that, and you can hook it up. And the only one you have to pay to get is One America News, and that's $5.46 a month. The rest of them come in free. That is a heck of a lot cheaper than having cable in your house.
Kelly. Amen. Come on in, RJ. Let RJ jump in here.
Just real quick, I think one book you might have mentioned or thought of was The Shadow President.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And did you follow Field McConnell, Lieutenant Colonel Field McConnell, and his whistleblowing activity where he was exposing Pence every day on the web? I think it was 3 days a week we were on.
Got him in jail. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's the same thing as Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Mike Pence was involved in keeping Trump from pardoning both of those men. Why? Because Mike Pence went on TV and radio and he claimed the CIA does not spy on American citizens. Although whistleblower Assange had the goods, and even Judge Andrew Napolitano, who was a never Trumper, agreed with that. So you've got Pence behind the scenes for 4 years, knifing this man in the back and not helping him.
actually surrounding him with men who are against him.
RJ.
Can you imagine how difficult it was for that man? His beautiful wife was never on the cover of any magazine. Not once in 4 years. Instead, we were still seeing Michelle Sardin on the cover. And I'm thinking, I don't want to look at this woman anymore. I canceled two magazines because they kept sending Michelle Obama on the cover.
All right, Kelly, come on now. Let me get some of these folks in here. They'll never tune in again. RJ, come on in, brother, real quickly. You got about 5 minutes here.
Yeah, you already got me, Coach. Somebody else can jump in. I don't want to say too much.
Okay, Joe Allen, then Rich.
Coach, we know that when Trump was in his tower before he accepted office, we had two whistleblowers, CIA agents, warning us about his picks. Steele is one of them.
Right? Yep.
So he sent throughout the red flags. Even Jared, his son-in-law.
I'm with you, Rich.
Nobody
come on. Nobody let Rich come on in. This is rapid fire. Go, Rich.
Yeah, Kelly. Holcomb was Pence's right-hand man, and now he's our worthless governor. Do you see him getting in there with Pence when he starts running for president?
Probably, yeah, because my friend up in Elkhart absolutely detests the man. She says he's a carbon copy of Pence, and he's doing things that they just hate.
But Kelly, the real thing was Paul Ryan and Mike Pence tried to pull a coup, right, where Mike Pence was going to become president of the United States and Paul Ryan was going to be vice president.
That was right on. And that came out after that it wasn't a video, it was a recording of Trump saying something. And so they decided behind the scenes that they were going to get together and pull a coup, and Pence was going to run for president. They were going to oust Trump. Pence was going to run for president, and Ryan was going to be vice president.
Wow.
Yeah, but they had to pull that because the American people didn't care. They knew it was just locker room garbage, and they weren't listening to it because they wanted the man who talked like us to be the president.
Come on in, Larry, real quick. Larry,
yeah, two quick questions for you, Kelly. Number one, do you know Barbara Hartwell? And number two, do you agree? Barbara thinks that Q, in fact, she tries very convincingly, tells you that Q is a CIA operation.
Look, you do know that Jack and Leslie Flynn, Mike's brother and his wife, are suing CNN for saying that they were Q people and involved with Q. Mike Flynn has come out and openly stated on interviews, Q is nonsense. Get away from it. Okay?
Yeah.
And he has also said, and you better listen to this, that all these people saying, oh, the military's going to do something. You stop and think about what Clinton did to the military, what Obama did to the military. No. Mike Pence says, the military? Nonsense. That's part of the intelligence community. And the entire intelligence community has been ruined by all the people that came before.
Okay.
Trump.
Okay, Kelly, listen. Myra, Rochelle, I'm not going to be able to get you in here as we close real quick. So, Kelly, what do we do? What do we do, Kelly?
I'll tell you what we do. We get in our local communities and we start electing and working. And if you can't find somebody to run for these lower offices, you run yourself. And you go to your county commission meetings, you go to your city council meetings, and you appear and you talk and you tell the people the truth. This is where it starts.
This is
what Sydney and Mike and a whole bunch of people that follow them, defendingtherepublic.org, support these people because this is what we're doing. We're working where we live because it starts at the bottom.
You can't work at the top. You got to work at the bottom. That's how you change things. Remember that Eric Holder traveled this country to change the voting records in all of these states that counted. And that's what did it. Behind the scenes for 3 years, he was doing that.
Kelly, I can't believe that I've waited this long to get you on here. This has been an electric hour for sure. Been electric. And I don't know what about everybody else. I leave today with more questions than answers, but you sure have opened our eyes to some of these things that are going on. So Kelly, listen, as we close out here, you stay right where we are, because we'll have a little bit of an after show here as well. So folks, there it is, straight from the horse's mouth. Kelly Nelson at newswithviews.com. You could spend the rest of the week going back and reading some of her prophetic writings, explaining to us exactly what's going on. A Goldwater girl that grew up with Hillary Clinton. God bless you that you're even able to survive. Thanks, Kelly. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow.